This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union announced Thursday it has released $39 million to finance emergency aid for Lebanon to help relief efforts in Beirut after this week's devastating explosions. They've also mobilized material resources, including an Italian hospital ship. An EU source said a donor conference is also planned to rally additional funding for reconstruction after an assessment of what is required. The European Commission said release of the money should make it possible to cover the immediate needs of the emergency services and hospitals in the capital. General Charles C.Q. Brown Jr. has taken over as the United States Air Force Chief of Staff, becoming the first black chief of a military service branch in U.S. history. Brown called the day historic and said it's a moment he does not take lightly. He spoke at a ceremony at a military base outside Washington, D.C. He thanked African-American airmen who served before him for inspiring him, as well as other military service members like the first black military aviators, the Tuskegee Airmen. The U.S. Senate voted Thursday to bar TikTok from being downloaded onto U.S. government employees' telephones, intensifying U.S. scrutiny of the popular Chinese-owned short video app. The bill passed by the Republican-controlled Senate now goes to the House of Representatives, led by Democrats. The bill's sponsor said TikTok is a, quote, TikTok is a major security risk and has no place on government devices, end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump has set a deadline of mid-September for TikTok to be acquired by a U.S. firm or be banned in the United States. This is VOA News. Facebook and Twitter have acted against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are, quote, almost immune, end quote, to the coronavirus, a claim they said amounted to, quote, misinformation, end quote. Facebook removed the clip from the president's account. Twitter temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's official campaign account over a tweet containing the same video. Witnesses and a police union official say an armed man who took six people hostage in a bank in northern France surrendered to police Thursday after releasing his captives. The union official said no weapons were used in the arrest of the man. The hostage taker is believed to have Islamist ties, according to two senior police union officials in direct contact with officers involved in the operation. One of the two officials said the 34-year-old suspect was known to police, was on a security agency watch list, and believed to suffer a serious psychiatric illness. The top infectious disease expert in the United States says the world will never be able to eradicate the new coronavirus that has infected nearly 19 million people globally. The Dr. Anthony Fauci is hopeful hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine could be available by the end of the year and into early 2021. Dr. Fauci told VOA, quote, to get vaccine not only to the countries that are the classical rich countries, but those who are low and middle income that would not be able to readily have access to a vaccine, that's what we're hoping to do, end quote. As governments across the globe struggle to salvage economies ravaged by months of lockdown, many have been forced to look at new measures to curb outbreaks of COVID-19 since they lifted initial containment orders. In Australia, the second largest city, Melbourne, entered the country's toughest lockdown Thursday, closing non-essential businesses and requiring hundreds of thousands more people to stay home. Germany is the latest to introduce mandatory tests for travelers returning from designated risk zones starting Saturday, as fears grow over rising case numbers blamed on summer holidays and local outbreaks. The United States Thursday bucked the trend despite its own soaring death toll, lifting a blanket warning against all foreign travel. Thousands of opposition supporters clapped, cheered, and chanted at a rally in Minsk Thursday evening, defying a crackdown by Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko's government ahead of a presidential election this weekend. The former Soviet collective farm manager is facing the biggest challenge in years to his rule and accuses protesters of being in cahoots with foreign backers to destabilize the country. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. R&B.